Merry Christmas Eve, everyone. That's right. Christmas Eve. Can you believe it? It seems like it was just the fair and we were talking about July. And here we are on December 24th.
Yeah, Christmas in July. Hey.
I mean, it's that second half of the year that just, when it's gone, right? Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Party Line presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Mel, can you believe the temperatures? I was outside yesterday without a jacket or anything.
Yeah. We're not going to see those 60s, though. They've dropped it.
They have dropped it?
They have dropped it, and it's going to be kind of gloomy. But you know what? It's still, granted, you and I both like snow for Christmas, but at least it won't be bad.
I don't know.
It won't be bad getting the little ones out.
When
so.
I was out running errands yesterday, it was kind of nice not having to have a coat and drag a bunch of stuff. I could get used to this for sure. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now on 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And, of course, Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass. We do have an awesome guest in studio today. However, before we get to our guest, just a couple of little announcements here. On behalf of the residents and staff at Wesley Manor, they extend their deepest gratitude to each and every one of the folks that came out and visited the tour of trees, and for all of those that participated. 31 beautiful trees were there, and staff and the residents love it, of course. They had the sent me the results yesterday of the tour of trees.
Cool.
So I thought I would announce the tour of trees results coming in at third place. And again, you got to vote by taking in canned goods or items for the Humane Society of Clinton County. And then you earned tickets by bringing things in. And then you got to vote. So in third place, congratulations to Red Barn Theater. They got third place. In second place, Frontier Girls. And in first place this year, Day and Ginda Funeral Home. So congratulations to all of the winners. And I will say, the Day and Ginda Funeral Home tree was beautiful.
It was. It was gorgeous.
I wish I had that knack. I don't. But it was very pretty. Uh-huh. So anyway, thank you to everybody that participated and then that came out and joined us that night as well. It was a great evening. Of course, today is Christmas Eve. It's also, oh, maybe I should wait and ask our guest about this, but it's when NORAD starts tracking Santa.
Mm-hmm.
That means they'll find him right here in our studios this morning. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit. It's also National Eggnog Day. Do you like eggnog, Mel?
Mm, no.
Let's ask Santa.
Yes.
Santa?
Santa likes eggnog.
Okay. That's kind of a requirement, isn't
kind
it?
Kind of a requirement, yes.
Eggnog used to be called egg milk punch. That just sounds as bad to me. The festive drink is made with milk, cream, sugar, whipped eggs, and spices.
Yeah, there's just something about drinking raw eggs that just does not appeal to me at all. No way.
Winnie the Pooh also turns 100 today, so there's that.
Hey, not looking too bad.
Are you friends with Winnie the Pooh? I mean, you know.
Winnie and I are very well acquainted.
I figured that might be the case. So, all right, that wonderful voice you're hearing is, of course, Santa Claus in studio with us today. And I know, wow, thank you for making time for us because you are very busy right now.
Yeah,
it is definitely busy. And good morning, WILO listeners, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
We know you got it. We know you're giving us this time, but we also know that you have to get on your way just as soon as we get off the air.
Yes.
So keep in mind, everybody, the phone lines are open, 659-3338. Kids, last chance. talk to the man in the red suit.
Yeah, we invite you to call in. And
yes,
you can call in
do.
With your grandkids, your kids, your nieces, your nephews, whoever. This morning, Santa is in studio here. 659-3338. We would love to hear from you today. And then we'll talk to Santa. And we hope to get some kids on the line and talk to them as well. And we'd love to hear what they're looking for Christmas, or if they even get Christmas. Are they on the naughty or nice list?
Most make it on the nice list. If you're nicer than you are naughty, we count that. So that pretty much lets everybody get on the nice list.
Oh, well, we're very much looking forward to hearing what all your... Because you really have a lot of prep. I mean...
Oh, yes.
This is like crunch time for
it
you.
It is definitely crunch time. They've already started loading the sleighs, and hey... As soon as we're off of here, we have another stop or two to make, but then it's on to the bigger, better things.
So what is Mrs. Claus, what is her role on this day of Christmas?
Well, she's the big organizer. It'd be hard for me to do this without her. She organizes, keeps the elves on track, and gets to, while I'm not there, to make sure everything goes smoothly, and she handles that wonderfully.
Oh, I bet she does. And just a reminder that if you are listening on the radio, don't forget you can pop over to HoosierlandTV.com and you could be watching. And Santa is in full decked out because from here, you're going on.
Yeah,
you're just stopping. And I don't want to tell anybody to look at the roof on Barner because who knows what they might see up there right now. But I know that you're going to be moving right along after you get out of here.
Yes. Got a busy, busy night ahead.
Did you start out with a big breakfast this morning? What's your morning routine on the day of?
On the day of, yes. I have a very big breakfast because it's a long time before I have a main meal. But
sure.
I do have lots of treats along the way that kind of get me by those hunger times. So.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about this before, but speaking of those treats, what's some of your favorite Christmas cookie or snacks that kids leave for you?
Well, I love the chocolate chip cookies. There's the peanut butter blossom cookies that I really like. They're a peanut butter cookie with one of those like Hershey Kisses on top.
Then
you stick it back in the oven to kind of let it melt down a little bit. And hey,
yeah, I'm not a peanut butter fan, but man, I'll pull those Hershey Kisses off of them and hand the cookie
and
to
then,
my dog.
Like I was telling you before, this cookie they make over in Germany, this is one of my favorites too. It's a Pazel, they call it, and it is very good.
All right, we have a caller on the line. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Well, good. You are on my good list, aren't you?
Maybe.
Maybe? I bet you are. I would bet on it. Do you have anything in particular that you would like for Christmas?
Can I have a bean bag?
A bean bag? Well, that's a nice request. I like that request. I'll have to see what I can do about that. Specialize mostly in toys, but, you know, we make exceptions here and there, and we do make some other things now and then, yes. So we'll see what we can do.
Have you been good this year?
Yeah.
Yes? Well, what have you been doing? Tell me what do you do that you've been good this year? Have you been nice to your brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Have they been nice to you?
Yeah, have they been nice to you? They have. Good.
Good.
We might get to go to Florida for 10 days after Christmas.
Oh.
How cool is that? Do you think it'll be warm down there?
Yeah.
Yes. So, Kinley, is it how old are you? Are you about 6 years old now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and tell us about your siblings. Have they been good? Do you think that they should get something from Santa as well?
Yeah, how's Palmer? How's Palmer? Is he doing okay?
Yeah.
And Kennedy?
Yes.
Yeah, well, and Kaylee, yep. You guys are all doing good?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good.
I heard a but in there.
But now, are you going to? I probably should whisper so Santa maybe couldn't hear this. But are you going to leave cookies out for Santa tonight?
Yeah.
And then what? I know that you live on a farm. What about the reindeer?
Do you have any stuff for the reindeer?
Can you leave something out for them? They would like it.
Maybe like a... What do the reindeer like, Santa?
Oh, they like carrots, and they like, broccoli even, and just nice crunchy vegetables. They're really into crunchy vegetables.
They probably like feed, too, if somebody's got grain feed on their farm, which I think...
More nourishing for them, better than some of the snacks, so yes.
Yeah.
Santa.
Yes.
I want teacher stuff.
Well,
some teacher stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kind of teacher stuff would you like? What do you think that a teacher would need? Some things that a teacher would need.
Some pens.
Pens?
Stickers for their paper.
Mm-hmm.
And some paper. And...
maybe some... And
And I might need some gymnastics stuff because I'm working on gymnastics. And I really
Wow.
That's
my
cool.
My dog's my favorite thing.
Awesome.
I really want it.
Okay.
Would you, how about some baby dolls? Could you use some baby dolls?
Yes, I love them.
Oh, well, we'll see what we can do without that.
How about some baby doll clothes? Do you have clothes for your baby dolls?
Some.
You have some?
So, yeah, if you get some new baby dolls, you might need some new clothes for those baby dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so what is your plan for tonight? What are you going to do before you go to bed tonight? After you say your prayers, what are you going to do?
We're going to go to sleep and we're not going to wake up in the morning.
Oh.
Will you have Christmas? Now, does Santa, do you stop at, does Santa stop at your house in the morning? Is he there before you wake up?
I don't really know because I don't wake up.
So you don't hear the reindeer land on the roof then?
No.
Okay. See, that's how good they are.
Yeah, but that's how good you are, that you, go to sleep so Santa can do his stuff. And that helps Santa a lot, so thank you for that.
Anything else you would like to, talk to Santa about before we let you off the phone here?
No.
Well, thank you, Kinley Goldie. You're such a good girl. We appreciate you calling this morning and talking with Santa today.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. All right. Tell your siblings Merry Christmas as well, your brother and sisters.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Oh, that was awesome. 659-3338 if you would like to have a little one call in this morning. Santa is in studio today. You can also go to HoochelandTV.com and see Santa in studio.
Yeah, the reason why I mentioned the grain, though, I kind of, because I knew she was kind of thinking, well, normally I would just go out to the barn and get a cup and bring it back.
And that's a good thing. That grain's a lot more nourishing to help the reindeer get through the night. Although, like I say, they do like the broccoli and carrots and the crunchy vegetables, but the grain is a wonderful idea. It's a lot more nourishing because they have a long night ahead of them, too.
Well, and I was wondering, we talked about the cookies and your favorite cookies and everything, but let's face it, you're in that sleigh for roughly 36 to 48 hours, depending on where you're at in the world.
Yes.
And cookies don't cut it when you need some protein.
That's right. You need need a little bit more than that, but hey, we'll take what's there.
You have a little onboard fridge where you keep a healthy salad or something?
I take a few healthy snacks along with me.
That's what I was going to ask you. You take some protein bars and granola bars.
I don't know. I
stuff.
Just don't picture Santa in my mind with a salad. And
no, I don't do much on the salad. That shows here. But I do take some along, like you say, some protein snacks and stuff along with me, so that helps me get through the night.
And, of course, the hot cocoa.
And, of course, the hot cocoa.
Yeah, it's not low fat. It's
No, it's the full on. It is the full on.
Fully loaded.
Yes.
And do you do the flavored whipped creams now, or are you still just a plain old whipped cream guy, marshmallows?
I've done a few of the flavored whipped creams and the marshmallows, but I'm kind of the old-fashioned kind of guy. I like the regular just whipped cream. It's just something special about it.
Sure, yeah.
I'm sure it probably goes up a straw a little easier when you're riding.
Yes.
Now, I've always wondered, in my mind, I guess, I just kind of think of you and the reindeer up there doing your thing. But do you take an elf along to kind of in the sleigh to kind of help maybe get the next packages ready for the next stop? Or is that just part of the magic, you know, where you touch the side of your nose and do your thing and it all happens?
Well, there is an elf that goes, that goes along with me to help keep things organized to go faster. And of course, yes, the magic of Christmas comes big into play to help me get the packages loaded and at the right house and stuff. But, yeah, I have an elf that comes along with me to make sure. And it's not like we don't ever make a mistake. Unfortunately, there are times when we get the wrong thing at the wrong house, but that doesn't happen very often. But between the two of us, we have a pretty good hold on it.
You know, I think there's a child listening today, and they're like, all right, a lot of kids don't live in houses with chimneys anymore. You know, we have a lot of kids in apartments and condos and you name it. So I think the question is, how does the magic work? And maybe you can't tell us, how does the magic work for kids that don't have a chimney that you can
go down? Well, I can show you here on my belt, I have this magic key, and you see Santa on there. And that key only works for me one night a year. But it allows me to touch the lock on your door to get in and then leave your presence. And then when I leave, I just touch the lock again and it locks back up. And that's how we do it because not everybody has a chimney anymore. You know, years and years and years ago, everybody had one. But times change and you have to adjust to that. So I have this magic key that only works for me one night a year.
So we were talking about, you said times change and, you know, especially technology. You know, I look at how radio used to be done with reels and then we had tapes and CDs and all of that. And now it's all computer. How has your technology changed through the years? I mean, now I know you can communicate through your hat back home and you can talk to the elves or Mrs. Claus. So touch on a little bit how your communication has changed through the years and technology.
I'm kind of like, Santa has had to upgrade and get a little bit more high tech than he used to be. And you can see I have my phone here and I actually have my naughty and nice list right here on my phone. And I'm able to check wherever I'm at. As long as I have a signal, I'm able to check to make sure who makes the naughty and nice list. And so, yeah. So you just got to kind of keep up with the times.
All right. I think we have someone else on the line. Good morning. How are you today?
Fine.
Hello.
Fine.
Hello. Is this Rhett?
Say hi. Say hi.
Hi, Rhett.
Say hi, Santa. How
are you doing today? Okay. Yeah. How's Hadley? Is she doing okay too?
Is Sissy doing okay?
Yeah?
Yes.
Good. Well, I'm hoping you have a very merry, very merry Christmas.
I'm a Christmas.
I think somebody's excited. I love that.
I think he's as excited as I am.
What are some things that Rhett might like for Christmas?
Rhett, did you say what you like for Christmas? Santa!
Okay.
Well, we'll see what we can do. That sounds like a good request.
What else?
Santa.
Okay.
Okay. Could you take a couple of surprises, too? I'm good at surprises.
I love it. Is there something that Hadley would like?
A dress? Well, that's nice of you to think of your sister.
Hey, Rhett, I'm wondering, do you like candy canes?
Yeah.
And cookies? Do you like cookies?
Do you like cookies, Bubba?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rhett, what's your favorite kind of cookie?
Chocolate.
Oh, I like chocolate.
Do you like Oreos?
Do you like Oreos? No.
No? That's okay. How about Chips Ahoy?
Yeah.
I do too.
Are you going to leave cookies out for Santa tonight?
Yes.
That's awfully nice
thank you.
Of you.
Does thank
that mean,
you. Thank you.
Does that mean you're on the nice list this year? Have you been good?
Yes. Have you been good?
Yes.
Good.
I bet you have. I have no doubt about it.
He's going to wear himself out early and need a nap before it's time.
That just means he'll go to bed early.
There you go.
That way Mom and Dad can have a nap.
Mom, what are you asking for Christmas this year?
Besides sanity.
I'm honestly just more time with my kids.
Awesome.
I love that.
I love it.
Well, it sounds like it's a fun household. I like that, too.
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
Always busy.
Always fun. That's right. Well, anything else you'd like to ask Santa?
Hey, is there anything else you want to ask Santa?
Yes.
What?
The big
Paw Patrol.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I'm talking about...
Oh, you are.
You want the tower. You're wanting the headquarters, the big tower.
Is that what you want, Bubba?
No,
Marshall,
big fire truck.
Oh, the big fire truck.
Oh, Marshall's big fire truck. Okay,
ooh, nice choice.
Cool.
Oh, big ladder
and Ryder too.
The fire.
Uh-huh.
Marshall, be on fire?
Yep. Nope, I get it. I know all the Paw Patrol.
I eat all the Paw Patrol. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cool.
Well, we'll see what we can do for you.
All right, that means you'll have to go to bed a little early tonight so Santa can come, okay?
What do you say? Say, okay.
I'll be counting on it.
Say, okay.
Well, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, Rhett.
Yes.
Hey, say Merry Christmas. Oh, now you're shy.
Merry Christmas, Rhett. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for calling in this morning. We wish you all the best Christmas.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. 659-3338 if you would like to call in and talk to Santa. We would love to hear from you this morning as well. And just as that just made my heart happy because it just reminds me. I just remember how excited we all got as children.
Uh-huh.
And living through it through a child's eyes is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. We've been having to mention how many sleeps it is.
Yes.
Until Christmas, and we discussed that again last night, how many sleeps we had left.
Now, I have several animals at home, so I'm curious. You've been kind enough to leave things for my pets as well. I mean, you've always left some biscuits and a toy for each animal. Do a lot of am I the only one that requests toys for my pets?
No, not by a long shot. There are lots of requests come for toys.
Oh,
and
good.
Treats and
sure.
stuff. Yep.
Okay. And now this is the first Christmas we've had a kitty cat in a while, so I'm hoping Kitty can still be in there too.
All right.
That means it's going to be a crazy household.
Well, that happens.
Between the grandkids and all the
those kitties, for some reason, they seem to like empty boxes.
Right. Yeah.
That's one of their favorite gifts.
And the wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm. That's one of their favorite gifts.
Well, I was worried this year that our tree might take a hit having a cat again. So we took fishing line and is attached to the wall.
Yes.
But he hasn't gotten into it. So I guess better luck favors the prepared, we say, right?
There you go.
Yeah, we used to anchor ours to the wall, too, because my cat used to like to go halfway up and just lay on the branches.
Yes.
He'd be sitting there walking past the tree, and you'd get this paw. smack it.
I'm still here.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of fun. What's one of the strangest requests that you've gotten as far as, especially when somebody's asking for their pets?
Well, I don't know that they're so strange, but, you know, the dogs, they want some kind of like a little tug toy. to so they can tug with their dogs and like bacon flavored treats or something that a lot of the dogs get the kids ask for their dogs or some bacon flavored treats.
I can handle bacon flavored treats.
Yeah, hey, can't we all?
I can handle bacon. All right, I think we have another caller on the line.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Do you know what today is?
Christmas Eve.
What happens on Christmas Eve?
You get presents.
Well, where do those presents come from?
Santa.
Do you know who's here with me in studio right now?
Take a guess.
Yeah.
It's Santa.
How about that?
Hi.
Hi, Parker and Ethan. You guys doing okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, you have any ideas what you might want for Christmas?
I want a balloon experiment.
Oh.
And I want a blue penguin.
Oh, sweet. How about a two-headed dragon or something like that?
What?
Would that be good?
Yeah.
What do you want, Ethan?
A balloon.
A balloon.
A penguin.
Oh. How about a hippo? Somebody like a hippo?
You said a hippo.
What do you think?
Oh, we lost him.
Oh.
Well, how are you holding up?
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Good. Good, good.
Thank you for taking our call.
Well, yes. Thank you for calling.
You want to say goodbye?
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You can make sure you get to sleep early tonight.
Okay.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. 659-3338 if you have kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews. Hey, maybe you need a question answered from Santa. We would love to hear from you today. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. And in the second half today, Santa has brought something. And are we doing that in the second half today?
Yeah.
Are we going to do that? Okay. Yeah. And so we can take another call if somebody is still willing to call, 659-3338. We'd love to hear from you. Let's talk a little bit more about the reindeer themselves. I know that they have been preparing, for the last few months here. So they're all ready to go.
Yes.
And
they're as fired up as I am.
I wonder
they
about
enjoy,
that.
They enjoy it just as much as I do.
And so the bells that are on the sleigh, all of them are polished and everything is ready to go.
Everything is ready to go.
When I woke up this morning, it was very foggy. And you know what happens in the fog? I was thinking, is this going to be a night for Rudolph?
Rudolph goes with me pretty much all the time because somewhere in the world it's foggy.
Okay.
Well, and so that's one of the questions I had was, do they take turns leading the sleigh? Is there any kind of a competition in that? We know Rudolph, you need him when it's real foggy and everything, but do they take breaks? I mean,
it pretty much stays with Rudolph in the lead because we never know. You know, it might be fairly clear here, and in 5 minutes it might be so cloudy and foggy that we can't see without Rudolph. So Rudolph pretty much stays out front all the time.
So no arguments, no fights.
No arguments. Everybody knows, and they're good with that because they want to get to where we're going, and so they know the best way to do that is for Rudolph to be in the lead. And to get us guided to where we need to go.
I figure they're sitting back there in the back going, it's his fault if we don't make it.
See, hey, yeah, you got that, yeah.
You do have very limited time at every location. It's pretty amazing how quickly you can get from place to place to place. And so that's got to be cool. How do you make all that happen?
Well, if you've seen Christmas movies for the past, 10 or 15 years, they've come pretty close to how Santa's able to do that. Now, they don't have it exactly, and I can't tell you exactly because I can't let that secret out. But it's amazing how close they've come to how Santa's able to get around like that. So.
All right. Well, it's at the halfway point. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. Santa Claus is our guest on Party Line today, and we'll be back 659-3338, WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.
Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort, Estate Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marshan's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marshan's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marshan at Marshan's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
It's really been a pleasure serving you this year. We sincerely appreciate your business, and we look forward to working with you again next year. Have a great holiday season. Encompass Credit Union. Happy holidays.
The gift you get from giving, not the one you receive.
Merry Christmas. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 with very, very special guest today, Santa Claus in studio with us. And, of course, Party Line presented by our friends at Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, Marshan's Window Tinting, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Town & Country Glass, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Stoops, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Dan Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Stoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Santa Claus in studio today. Thank you. We know how busy you are today, and as soon as we are done, Santa is. The reindeer are ready to go, and I haven't been outside to look up on the roof yet, but we know the time is near, and he will be heading out very, very soon here. In the meantime, I thought this was kind of cool that you were going to grace us with this today, which was a rendition of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yes, I thought I would
love this.
Share this with you.
Please
and
do.
If you're ready, here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when, out on the lawn, there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to the objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, well, 9 came when we count Rudolph. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, and you too, Rudolph. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle and mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the courses they flew with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, and his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh and to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Must feel pretty cool to be immortalized in a book.
Yes. How cool is that? How many of you guys ever get that chance? And there are several books. If we do this again next year, have time, I'll bring another book. Maybe there's one called Too Fat to Fly, and there's just different there's different ones. And, hey, if we do this again next year, we'll bring a different book.
I'm curious about sugar plums.
Yes.
Is that something that's typically on your menu?
Yes. I really like, you know what sugar plums are?
I don't.
Okay, well, they take different dried fruits. Plums are included, but there may be some grapes, and there may be some raspberries, or there may be some cranberries, or different dried fruits, and they make a little paste out of them, and then they roll them in some sugar, and then let them sit. So they're called, you know, sugar plums because they're kind of in the shape of a plum, and they got all this sugar on them, and so
can't be all
bad. And then they put nuts also, like almonds and walnuts and cashews are also chopped up and put in there, and it's all rolled together and
almost like a fruit roll,
yeah,
or a little mini log.
And so, yeah, so yeah, and so that's what the sugar plums are. So.
Huh. 659-3338 if you have questions or comments or would like to talk to Santa or have kids call in and talk to Santa. We'd love to hear from you today. Somebody submitted a question, and I thought it was the cutest question. Santa, do you ever get the hiccups while saying ho, ho, ho?
Well, as a matter of fact, that does happen, but that's kind of easy to cover up because you're saying ho anyway. So if you have a little hiccup in there, you can make it sound like you're saying ho. So, yeah, that happens, but not very often, but you just kind of cover it up when you do it.
You know, I love that Melissa puts, I got to give it to her. She puts great music in as we come into the show every day and to start it off. Do you have a favorite Christmas song that you listen to or songs, I guess, as your, or do you rock out to some AC/DC, Bon Jovi? I'm just curious what's on your playlist.
Well, I kind of like some of the oldies, you know, Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Mm. That's kind of one that I have playing a big part of the time. Of course, Rudolph likes to hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And the other, you know, the other reindeer kind of roll their eyes at it, but they all put up with it because they know it's very special to Rudolph. But they're just, yeah, we're kind of old school, but there are songs that we really like.
In this day and age, do you get too many requests for the items on the 12 days of Christmas?
Not too many. Even today, some of the biggest requests, believe it or not, after all these years, Barbie dolls and Barbie houses are huge. Always have been and probably always will be. And Legos and remote control cars, those are big this year. And I had one request for some nunchucks this year. Hey, that was just, I was kind of surprised to hear that one. Hadn't heard that one for a while, but that was kind of cool.
Does it hurt your feet as badly as it hurts every parent that stepped on a Lego stuck in the carpet?
Oh.
It just about brings
yes.
you down?
Yes.
Oh, that's
and
very painful.
There was one, this was, oh, it's been a little while ago, but I had a little boy that wanted a 3D printer. And when I asked him why he wanted a 3D printer, so he could make his own Legos and always have all the Legos he ever needs. I thought
that's
was really
smart.
That was pretty brilliant. I said, wow, what a cool idea.
So. That's genius. It just goes to show how much smarter kids are than I am.
I know one of the questions that my son, of course, he's all grown now, but one of the questions that he always had when he was a kid, and I always had a hard time answering it, have you ever gotten stuck in a chimney?
Well, as the night wears on, it gets a little snug sometimes because I'm eating all these treats that people are leaving and, you know, I'm getting a little bigger and a little bigger. And so, you know, it gets a little snug sometimes. Sometimes I might have to, when I look down the chimney and look to see what the size is, sometimes I might have to take some of my fur off in order to be able to get down the chimney. But we always make it work, whatever happens.
I'm curious, as you fly over, do Americans with the Christmas lights, do we have the best Christmas lights, or are there other countries that really do
it
up?
I would say the most of them, if we just numerically, there are more Christmas lights here than anywhere.
Yes. I'm so competitive. Yes. And do you prefer white or color?
Well, of course, red and green and gold are kind of mm-hmm. big on my list, but there are some very, very creative white, just white ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I like them all. It's Christmas.
Have you ever gone incognito to go see the Christmas lights and stuff?
Yeah. I went to Frankfurt not too long ago. And kind of, like you say, it was incognito. There was nothing. I was in blue jeans and just a jean jacket and like a baseball type hat. And got to walk around and took some pictures. Dana likes to take pictures and took some pictures of all the lights. They're beautiful. They do a wonderful job here.
They do a wonderful job. I have to agree with you on that. So today's the big day. You're going to be busy. As soon as you leave here, it really starts for you and you start heading around the country.
Right.
It's kind of cool. You don't even have to have a passport, do you?
No. I could even show you if I can get it out here. I have a driver's license and you can see that right up here in the corner is this gold stamp. That's the international travel stamp. I can go anywhere in the world.
Can I show this to our viewers?
Absolutely.
Our viewers? Okay.
Let's meet. And if you read
right up there on the camera,
if you read on the very back, on the back of it there at the very bottom, you'll see my very favorite part about this driver's license. What's it say? At the very bottom, what's it say there?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I can't read it on the screen.
Issued by, I better come over here so I can read it.
My very favorite part is at the very bottom of that.
Okay, my headphones back on here. The endorsements or restrictions or license issued
right
by.
Down here at the very bottom.
Oh.
My very favorite part.
Okay, you ready for this? No speed limit.
Yes.
Well, I would say probably not.
Gotta get where we're
I
going.
Love this. Yeah. The endorsements include sleigh may be pulled by 9 reindeer or less. Sleigh bells are allowed to jingle all the way. Elf helpers may assist in package delivery. Yes. Rooftop stops allowed. May use chimney. And then no speed limit.
Yes.
And license issued by sleigh attendant, North Pole Transit Authority, a.k.a. Santa.
Yes.
I love that.
How do you handle the kid that, because you know there's going to be one, because I know I had two of them that tried it, that camp out trying to stay awake?
Well, there are those that try. And sometimes there have been some that have been awake, but with the magic of Christmas, I'm still able to get in. I won't say I've never been detected, but when I have been, or if I have been, it has been rare, very, very rare. I had one boy tell me the other day here in Frankfurt that he saw me last year, but if he did, it surprised me because I thought I snuck in and out of his house without being noticed. But he tells me that he made it, that he did see me. So
maybe he was dreaming.
He may have been dreaming.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever run into parents occasionally who are still trying to get some things done around the house, and you're like, oh, sorry?
That has happened on numerous times. When if the kids, you know, stay up later maybe than they should, and mom and dad are trying to get things done, and so then finally the kids fall asleep, and mom and dad are trying to get things laid out that they want to present, and I have popped in a couple of different times and caught mom and dad in the act of getting things ready for Christmas.
You said caught mom and dad in the act. My mind went somewhere else.
No, kind of show.
I was just wondering how many times you pop in and you find them asleep on the couch.
And that's happened with lots of dads.
I totally believe that, for sure. Again, Santa Claus is our guest on Party Line today. And busy night for Santa. He's going to start off as soon as the show is over here. And you go from country to country. What are some of the cool things that you're like, oh, I love to get to, Japan because of this. Or I like to get to, Turkey because of this. What, you know, I'm sure you have certain things you're like, oh, I love about that specific country.
There are many things in all the different countries that I visit that make that country special. Sometimes it's the light. Sometimes it's just the way they have their homes decorated for the season. I love going in and seeing the manger scenes, and there are some amazing manger scenes all over the world that just touch Santa's heart.
I love that you also keep in mind the reason for the season.
That is the reason for the season. That there wouldn't be the season without him. So,
do you get any residuals from the Coke company for all the times they're using your face?
Well, no. That was just something that they started doing back in the 1930s or something. They started really using Santa Claus a lot, and it was with my blessing, just because, hey, it's keeping the spirit of Christmas alive. And hey, that's what I'm all about. So.
Absolutely. Talk about the North Pole a little bit. What are some of the cool things that you have there for
cool.
the elves?
Yeah, cool.
It's a very cool
lots of cool things up there at the North Pole.
How cold does it really get?
Oh, my goodness. There are times it might get 40, 50 below zero up there.
Wow.
But, well, that's another thing that some of the movies here recently have kind of covered that and on how we're able to function, and they've come pretty close. I'm pretty surprised. I don't know if one of my elves is talking to them or what's going on, but they have come pretty close with some of their explanations on what's going on up there. So.
Do you have, you know, in upper management, usually there's, you know, the upper management, which is obviously you and Mrs. Claus. And then there's kind of maybe your, do you have like a specific little group of elves or kind of the team leads? Like, okay, you take care of this, that you meet with every so often. How does all of that work?
My main elf is a guy called Toomer, and that's T-O-O-M-E-R. And he kind of heads up, you know. Mrs. Claus and I talk to him, and then he has his own little crew that he talks with. But he's our main contact with all the elves. But we can't go around. There are thousands of them, and we can't go around and talk to each one individually. So there's kind of teams, and he kind of heads all that up. So.
Sure. And you guys have, speaking of teams, you know, how do they come with you when there are new toys that come out? You know, let's say when the next PS5 or whatever is coming out and they bring it to you, you give the final stamp of approval on that, or does the team do that, or
they will narrow it down to a few choices, and then they'll bring those choices to me, and then I'll say, okay, yeah, let's go with this one and this one and this one. Maybe not those other ones there, but let's really concentrate on these. And there's things like you say, the Barbie dolls and the Legos and stuff that we make year-round because there is such high demand that if we waited till like right now, we wouldn't be able to fulfill those dreams. But knowing that Legos are going to be big and Barbie dolls and Barbie doll houses and all those types of things are going to be big, we make them year-round.
I feel like that you probably have a lot of ground to cover there at the North Pole, too, because I'm sure that you have buildings that make certain things. And so when you're trying to scoot around there, do you have one of those little, what are they called, where you stand on it and ride, little scooter things?
Well, I actually have a couple of little... They're much smaller than my main sleigh, but a couple of little miniature sleighs that I'd kind of hop in and,
I love
and
that.
Tool
How cool.
around. Yeah, and tool around in those.
I didn't know if you had a golf cart or what you had.
Yeah,
but
little sleighs.
That's the coolest thing to say. What is got a couple of extra sleighs that I just...
smaller.
What's been the hardest gift to deliver?
Ooh.
Ooh. Sometimes you get asked for such big things. You know, like a dad might come in and want a Harley Davidson motorcycle or something, you know, and that's not going to fit down the chimney or not even in the front door. So sometimes there's things I actually have to kind of leave outside covered up or whatever so that the weather won't get to them. But there are some, you know, sometimes you get a request for a piano. Well, that's kind of a little hard. We specialize in toys, but you try to make as many people's dreams come true as you can.
I'm curious about, you have gone, you've delivered toys, and you are back with Mrs. Claus, and you come home and you're like, okay, there was this one really cool toy the elves made. Do you have any guilty pleasures? Like, will we find you on a PS5 or something?
Once in a while, I'm a big Lego fan, and once in a while there'll be some new Lego outfit thing come out, that I'll have to, like, okay, make a couple extras of these. Santa wants to put these together. So when I get back and kind of kick back and relax a little bit, I'll put together a nice Lego set or a little train set or whatever. So.
When you're done and you and Mrs. Claus have a chance, do you just kind of hang out at home for a few days or do you say, okay, we're done, we got to get away for a little bit?
Both, as a matter of fact. I'll get back and... maybe kick back in my chair by the fireplace for a little bit, and Mrs. Claus will bring me a hot chocolate and maybe a nourishing meal, and I'll eat that and kind of kick back in my little chair there for a little while and take a nap. But then after that, then there's lots of... We like to see the world, too. Well, I see the world, but Mrs. Claus, there's some places that she'd like...
You're from up high. Yeah. I'm sure you'd like to get down a little bit,
There's some places that we'd like to go and spend some time at, and actually then you have to go incognito a little bit.
I was going to ask. That was my next question.
And still, once in a while, you get found out. Somebody sees you.
Kids have to recognize
right.
you.
And that happens frequently. And there are stories about that. But you just kind of let them know, oh, thank you for... I can't believe that you noticed me in my street clothes. But can we keep this quiet right now? And everybody's pretty good about not blurting it out. And if I happen to be in a store, not too long ago, I was in the store in one of your local towns here, Kirkland, And I was just in my street clothes, and a little boy saw me and told his mom and grandma. And so then I went and talked to him a little bit, and we had a very nice little conversation, and I saw some pictures taken, but thankfully there wasn't a whole bunch of kids in the store, and because I don't want to cause a big scene anywhere, but if a kid notices me, hey, good for them.
If you weren't Santa, which I cannot imagine, if you weren't Santa, what would you do?
I'd probably work for Santa.
There you go. I will accept that answer. I will totally accept that answer.
I love
answer.
The toys and making kids and adults happy. And so if I wasn't Santa, I would probably work for Santa.
I tell Mel, I know that we have pretty good jobs. You know, we like what we do. We like working together. We've got a great group of people here. Mm-hmm. You really have to like your job, too. I mean, you have a cool
love
job
my
as
job.
Well.
Yeah. I don't think anybody anywhere has a better job than I do. And I know there are... I've spoken to some dads when they've brought their children to see me and looking for work. Santa, are you hiring? I'd really like to work with you up at the North Pole. And so, yeah, there's lots of people that would like to come up. But it's a pretty limited amount of people that we can deal with. And they have to make sure that, you know, secrets have to be kept on how we do some of the things that we do. And not everybody's able to do that. So you kind of have to really check into those things.
We had another question, and I know we're getting short on time, and we want to end on what you have over there. But the question was, do you know Frosty the Snowman?
Oh, he's a right jolly, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. He's fun to be around. He is one of the best snowball makers and throwers that you'll ever
Abominable
ever
Snowman?
Find.
I figure he's a good snow guy, too.
Yes.
Okay.
But Frosty's a sweetheart.
I like that. All right. Anything else
you
have?
Do you get in snowball fights?
Oh, yes. I've started some here in Frankfort. They had a breakfast with Santa here, a couple of weeks ago. And I started a snowball fight with the kids right there where we were having breakfast. So, yeah, I start them once in a while. I got to be careful not to make my own naughty list, you know, but it's fun. It's fun to have those snowball fights with the kids.
Does Mrs. Claus have to remind you occasionally, Santa?
That's it.
Well, I know you have all the satellite areas set up so that you can refill because,
yep.
You know, there's just not that much room in the sleigh and everything. But this is a question I wasn't going to ask it, but I got to now. My grandson came up with this question. He wants to know what you and the reindeer do. You're eating all these cookies and everything else. He says at some point in time, somebody's got to have a potty break. So do you have satellite?
Yes, we have facilities available to us if we need them. And I hate to say I don't eat all the snacks, but there are sometimes I'll just kind of load the snacks up. And like I say, there's lots of elves and Mrs. Claus that like to eat those snacks too. And so some of it, as I've taken some toys off the sleigh, gets loaded back up with a few of the treats, and I take some of those back to the North Pole.
You know, we're talking about treats, and I know, like, in the United States, it's customary for us to leave things out, like cookies. But in other locations, is it something other than cookies that people leave out for you?
Sometimes, as you're traveling around, there's little foods that are... kind of native to that country, and are special to the people that are leaving them.
Sure.
That maybe came from their mothers or grandmothers or great-grandmother recipes, and they'll leave some of those out once in a while for Santa.
Okay. No food allergies for you, thank goodness.
No food allergies.
Okay, glad to hear that. Okay, I will. Melissa's ready to get this call. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Jasper?
Hi, Santa.
Well, you have some older, hello, and you have some older kids in your family, too?
Yep.
Yeah?
Norm Kinsley Jasper.
Yep. Well, what, Jasper, do you have something in particular that you would like for Christmas?
Robot.
Robot?
He wants to know what you want for Christmas.
Toy robot.
Oh.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that, okay? Have you been good?
It's been real good.
Oh, I like to hear that. I was betting you had been, but I always like to ask.
Right?
Jasper, is there anything else you would like from Santa for Christmas this year? Can you think of anything else you would like? Or maybe your siblings, somebody else might want?
A car for Sissy?
A car for Sissy. That's nice of you to be thinking of Sissy. That moves you right up on the nicest when you're thinking of others.
Will you be leaving something out for Santa tonight? Will you leave out some cookies or something, another kind of treat?
Some cookies and milk.
Oh, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Now, Jasper, you know. Okay. Now, you know you'll have to go to bed a little early tonight, right, for Santa to come by and swing by your house?
Yep.
Okay, so you're all ready?
You do that so I can get in there and leave you some stuff. And keep being a good boy.
Okay.
Well, Jasper, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Yes,
and we
very
thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Thank you for calling in and talking with Santa today. All right, Merry Christmas. Be good, okay?
Bye-bye, buddy.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, how cute. 659-3338. We do have just a couple of minutes left here, but if you want to get in a quick call with your kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews or whatever, we would love to hear from you. And then Santa is going to close the show for us. By the way, you can hear this replay again today.
Yeah, we'll have it on this evening around 5 o'clock before the TPA Festival of Lights music starts in. And then... we might. I know it'll be sound a little weird to play it on Christmas Day, but I think it'd be kind of fun to play it on Christmas Day. So we will probably play it again on Christmas. So.
All right. You can also go back and watch it anytime on HoosierLandTV.com. It will be archived there as well, so you can see Santa in studio with us. So if we're not going to get any other calls from Melissa and myself and all of us here at WILO and Casper Media Group, we wish you a very merry, healthy, and safe Christmas. And also remember the reasons for the season. And we do want to thank Jesus Christ and the good Lord for putting us all here. And so we're going to let Santa end the show today.
Okay. I have a little Santa prayer here for you. So if you'll join me, we'll just start here. Dear Lord above, on this silent night, please guide my sleigh with your gentle light. Bless every home, both near and far, every soul 'neath that same bright star. Please grant me the strength to spread your great cheer and to warm all the hearts that might be aching this year. Let kindness bloom where cold winds may blow, and let peace take root in our hearts below. Watch over all children tonight as they dream and fill their lives with hope's soft gleam. May love be the gift that all may receive on this holy, wondrous, blessed Christmas Eve. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you all, and Merry Christmas.